It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We give stuff away each and every day at 7 and 8 and 9 o'clock just for listening. This hour's prize, the MVP golf card. Courses like Adams Point, Heart of America Golf Academy, Swope Memorial, Minor Park, and Sycamore Ridge. You can save on rounds at each of five of your favorite courses. You can get yours now at MVPGolfKC.com. I mean, if you don't win it. We obviously want you to win it, first and foremost. But if you don't, you can get yours at MVPGolfKC.com. Very simple to win. Be listening for this drop.
Oh, my God.
It's one of the best golfers I know.
Mm-hmm. And be caller number.
Be caller number four.
Caller number four of 913-576-766.
When you say four, you have to say more emphatically because it's to alert people to get out of the way.
Five. No, we're going five.
Caller number five. When you hear that drop, 913-576-7610, I'll hook you up with an MVP golf card. Swearsies.
There you go. Just for listening. Former Chief Danon Hughes is going to join us. We'll talk about the draft that's coming up in a week from today, right?
We will.
But also.
No.
But also, we'll get his thoughts on the Iowa tight ends because they're going to draft all of them.
No.
But also, Danon disagrees with us. Former baseball player as well. Not happy with beanball baseball. Come on, Danon. That was fun yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, I understand the excitement behind it, but I'm thinking from a baseball standpoint. And I pitched in the past. I played the outfield, so I've been on both sides of it. I just hate the fact that pitchers can, you know, rear back and launch a 95 plus mile an hour fastball at a guy, and that'd be okay, just because the guy hit a bomb off you. I mean, like I said in my tweet, pitchers win 7 out of 10 times. They win. Most batters, I mean, at best, batting 300. So 3 out of 10 times, the batter is winning. So 7 times the pitcher wins. And just because one of those 3 times he hits a home run, now you get mad because he celebrates. Meanwhile, the pitcher, you know, fist pumps, screams, yells at the dugout, glares at the batter after a strikeout. All that's okay. But if I hit a home run, you're going
to
hit.
Well, I think it's all okay. I think it's all very entertaining to me. I like to see the emotion. I like to see the fun. I like the bat flip. I did not have a problem with Tim Anderson flipping that bat at all yesterday. And I didn't have a problem with Brad Keller planting one in his keister either. I mean, I just think that's the way it is. And I don't know why the fight even started, because it was under control. Tim Anderson knew exactly what was going to happen. Him and Maldonado talked about it. And then the benches started to empty, and it took it to a new level, and the fuss broke out there yesterday. So I don't want to eliminate the bat flip. I don't want to eliminate the payback for the bat flip. And I don't want to take fun out of baseball, because I think baseball has done enough for themselves over the last 2 decades of taking fun out of the game. This yesterday was fun and interesting and entertaining in that game.
Well, I don't want to take the bat flip away. I want to take the beanball away, because I think, and that's the aspect of it that I just can never get past. Even when I was playing, I can never get past the fact that you can be, you know, that kind of personality out on the mound, the screaming and the yelling and the fist pump and everything. And for me as a competitor in the batter's box, you strike me out, you celebrate on the mound.
Mm-hmm.
Fist pump and all that. Great. You know, as a competitor, I go back to the dugout, I can't wait until my next at-bat. Now, my next at-bat comes out, and I hit a bomb, and I celebrate just like you did. Now, my third at-bat, I got to get a ball hit. I got to get a ball thrown at my rib cage. Come on. I mean, I understand the excitement. I understand from the fan standpoint, but from 60 feet, 6 inches away, that's what your recourse is after you just did the same thing when you struck me out. Well, that's something I can't get past.
Well, and the one thing that I really can't get past, though, is baseball speaking out of both sides of their mouth. They're running the video of have more fun. Let's, you know, enjoy the kids. Let the kids play. Let the kids have fun. And then a guy does a bat flip and hits a home run, and the umpires kick him out of the game. So it was like the message not conveyed to Joe West and company that, hey, we want to have some fun. It's okay.
I mean, Joe West personifies fun.
Yeah, he really does. I mean, the guy was out of breath walking in from third yesterday. Very difficult situation for him. He didn't expect to exercise yesterday. So having to walk to the pitcher's mound from third base was very strenuous on
his
knees.
Got the heart rate up.
You know, you could hear his knees screaming, please, Joe West, stop walking on me now. But I think there's a disconnect between Major League Baseball and what they're trying to do from a marketing standpoint and what's taking place on field. You can't pitch, have more fun, and have your players involved in commercials to have more fun and then boot dudes out of the game for a bat flip, which is fun.
Absolutely. I think the bat flip, I mean, Jose Bautista, I think he pretty much kicked it off a couple of years ago with the huge bat flip. I believe it was in the playoffs. To me, that's excitement. I mean, I won. You hung a curveball. You threw a fastball over the meaty part of the plate, and you hung it. I banged it, and too bad. And I get the bat flip, and I get the fans crazy in the stadium. Everybody like us watching on TV or eyes wide open and excited about the game of baseball. But I don't like. I agree with you, Bob. I don't think you can flip on the other side. And now because that excitement is what you deem is maybe overly disrespectful or too much, now that guy can get thrown out of the game. It's ridiculous for baseball. I understand for their perspective, they're probably like, hey, any kind of media coverage is good media coverage, whether it's good or bad. Mm-hmm. But I do agree. They are talking out both sides of their mouth.
All right, speaking of disrespectful, do you think the Chiefs were disrespectful with the schedule, disrespected with the schedule? I saw a lot of fans were not happy and felt like the Chiefs got shafted yesterday when the NFL schedule came out. And I don't understand that. I think it's a pretty good schedule.
Yeah, I think it's a good schedule, but I think when you have the MVP and how much excitement was around this Chiefs team and basically being one play away from the Super Bowl, I thought they could have deserved a little bit more, especially early in the season. I thought, you know, opening the season at Arrowhead would have been, a good extra right there. Also, maybe a primetime game on the first weekend of the season would have been something that was deserved, especially with Patrick Mahomes. I mean, people are wanting to see Patrick Mahomes play all across this country. And to have the first two games on the road, I don't know how I feel about that. I think the NFL could have did a better job earlier in the season of getting him on prime time. I think to have the Pittsburgh Steelers playing the Patriots, how much better would it have been, because we're playing the Patriots anyway, for us to play the Patriots?
Well, I think you saved that game for later in the season because it's going to mean more later in the season. Like, you can build that as home field advantage on the line, you know, in late November between these two teams. I think that's what they're hoping for with that one.
Well, no doubt, but that's what the Pittsburgh Steelers people could probably be saying, that later in the season, that could be a game that could, you know, change the direction of seeding and so on and so forth. It's always been like that. I think if you go back to the days with Peyton Manning in Indianapolis, it always seemed like they were playing early in the season, or they were, you know, that matchup was going to be a prime time type of deal, not necessarily the latter part of the season. So I'm not excited about it. I don't know if you noticed it, but I believe this might be the third or fourth year, and I may be wrong about that, but it seemed like for most of the recent years, we have played the rest of the AFC West at home second and in the latter part of the season, which I think is a great situation, even though it didn't work last year in regards to the Chargers coming in and winning. But for the latter part of the season, I want to say at least for a couple of years now, we've played all the rest of the AFC West opponents at the end, at home. So I think that bodes well for us as well.
That's true. At Oakland, at Denver, at the Chargers in Mexico City, and then the three return games all at home in December, Raiders, Broncos, Chargers. So, yeah, it sets up very, very well in that regard. We're a week out from the draft. if Noah Fant's sitting there at 29, the Chiefs going to take the tight end?
Absolutely they should. You can't have too many Hawks on your roster. I mean, come on. Bob, you know that.
I'm good with that. If Noah Fant's there, I'm taking him at 29, my man. I am taking him at number 29.
Yeah. I mean, I think if you have that kind of tandem with Travis Kelce and Noah Fant, you just open up a whole another can of worms for opposing defenses. And if things work out with Tyreek Hill and you still got Sammy Watkins and he's able to stay healthy, I don't know how you can guard that offense and that offensive attack. That's going to create a lot of headaches for opposing defenses. And to have those kind of weapons for Patrick Mahomes, it'll be incredible. So, yeah, if Fan is there at 29, I would not at all. I know everybody wants to focus on the defense and getting a cornerback in, maybe another safety, definitely somebody up front. But, I would not be upset if Noah Fant is a Chief next year.
Danon, thanks for the time. Stay away from beanballs today.
Thanks, guys.
All right, it's Danon Hughes, former Chiefs wide receiver, and, of course, played baseball as well. As a two-sport guy in college and played baseball in the minors, and he disagrees with us on the beanball.
Every time we talk to Danon, he becomes a better athlete than I thought he was. Oh, I used to pitch, too. You did? Danon did everything.
Danon was good.
Every time I talk to Danon, he becomes a better athlete than what I remembered and knew about him in the past. He's unbelievable.
He's aged well, is what you're saying.
I'm not saying he looks great.
Like a fine wine.
His stories have aged well.
Yeah, I used to pitch a little bit and play outfield and play in the NFL. He may be the best athlete in Kansas City.
There you go. Might still be.
That's what I'm saying.
He's definitely the second best athlete out of Iowa, right? Russ Ruby.
I know he's a New Jersey guy originally,
but Iowa's adopted son, Danon Hughes.
Yeah, there you go.
Danon Hughes and I both came from New Jersey. He was a good athlete. I was not. I blame my parents.
It is time to break down Week 9. We heard the breaking news sounder. That means Week 9. We're on to Week 9, Sunday, November 3rd, at home at noon against the Minnesota Vikings.
I think this is going to be a tough one for the Chiefs because the Vikings defense is really, 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 really good. But the Chiefs are still going to win this because of Arrowhead and because Patrick Mahomes is going to find a way late to make a play. So the Chiefs win this game 9-0.
I have the Chiefs winning this one as well. Kirk Cousins is going to throw 6 picks.
Yeah, he sucks.
He's going to turn into Fitz right before our eyes. That guy stinks.
Who will be having those interceptions?
All of the newbies that you don't know about now.
So
Honey Badger.
Honey Badger's going to have a couple.
Name to be announced
Daniel
later.
Sorensen.
Kendall Fuller. Sorensen's going to take one of the house.
I'll go out on a limb, and I'm going to say Chris Jones has a pick 6 in this game over Kirk Cousins.
The corner that's drafted in the draft. We'll have an interception.
And Noah Fant will be at defensive end on a sneak play, and he'll pick one and take it in two.
Well, now that you have a healthy dose of blind optimism, I have this as a loss.
Oh, boo.
That is Mike off. Pot him down.
A loss.
Pot him down.
In Week 9.
Well, I can't. He's
that is
in control
the third
of that.
Loss on the season, the third at home that I have on the season as well. I think the biggest factor in this is the Vikings secondary. I think they're a better secondary unit than any of the ones you saw last season. Jaguars included, and then they just turned into nothing. So.
Where's the third airy?
I can't turn off his mic. He is ultimately in control of that. So
pot him down.
Bob has some 9-0. Ryan's down to 6-3. I have the Chiefs at 8-1 through 9.
6-3.
Jared and KCK, your winner of the MVP golf card. That was this hour's prize. You can win something coming up at 9 o'clock as well. 7, 8, 9 each and every day. We give stuff away just for listening.
By the way, we're going to have a very special guest coming up next as well. It's not on the paper. Don't look at the paper.
All right.
It's
not on
the paper.
Okay. Well, I have no idea what this is. Also, your chance to win the Mother's Day prize pack. Find out details next.
Fesco in the morning.
Ryan on the tambourine, your chance to register to win the Mother's Day prize pack each and every day through May 7th, 6:15, 7:15, 8:15, and 9:15. Your chance to register to win.
That's right. We're going to give you a chance to send your mother for a day of beauty at the Spa on Penn in Westport. And we're also going to kick in a one-night stay at the Westin Crown Center and dinner for your mom. So you'll get dinner, you'll get a one-night stay for her, and a day of beauty at the Spa on Penn, valued at over $450 for that entire Mother's Day package.
That's right. After all these years of putting up with you, Mom will finally feel appreciated.
That is correct.
Super simple to get registered, though. All you have to do is listen, be listening for this drop.
I love my mama very much.
Once you hear that, be caller number 6 to 913-576-7610. I'm going to hang up on this person, because you got to wait till you hear it. When you hear it, be caller number 6. I'll get you registered to win our Mother's Day prize pack. We give you 4 chances each weekday now through the 7th of May to get registered. So a 1 in 60 chance?
Something like that, yeah.
Pretty good odds. Pretty good odds. Over $450 value. Pampering Mom to the fullest this Mother's Day.
I guess he was just shackled all these years in Kansas City. This guy won't shut up.
I'm tired of hearing from this guy.
Steven Nelson's like chirping again.
My head hurts.
Can't wait for game 2 of the preseason at Pittsburgh. Somebody can shut this guy up. He continues to speak, and now he's throwing shade at Bob Sutton, right?
Well, I mean,
or he says he got you. Quote, "I kind of felt like I was shaded. I just felt like it was a slap in the face. A lot of people didn't really know what was going on there. A lot of players took the heat. You're a target to other teams, referees, fans. It's just not a good thing. You have to switch it up. It's the National Football League. These offenses are smart. If you switch it up like these other offenses are doing, you can make plays." Nelson basically knew a while back he wouldn't re-sign with the Chiefs, but he told himself long ago he would play his way into an 8-figure deal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't completely disagree. I think the biggest criticism of Bob Sutton was you didn't change anything.
Sure.
It was very, very predictable. And once people figured you out, they figured you out.
But that doesn't preclude you as a defensive player from still making a play.
Going and making plays.
Making a tackle.
If your defense calls for you to make one-on-one plays, make one-on-one plays.
Yeah. I mean, don't you want to play one-on-one if you're a defender? Like, isn't that like
mano a corner? I thought that was the ultimate.
That's what you
want
to do.
I don't want any help. I don't care what the scheme is. I want one-on-one on the outside. Me against him, and let's see where it falls.
Right. There's an old saying from an author back in the day by the name of Bill Shakespeare, and the saying goes, "He doth protest too much." And since Steven Nelson's season ended and the Chiefs lost that AFC championship game, we've been hearing nothing but negative things towards the Chiefs organization, now towards Chiefs fans, also towards Bob Sutton about the way things went here in Kansas City. I will tell Steven Nelson this. It's about time you take some personal responsibility, sir, and own up to the fact that regardless of what defense was called out there, you still did not go out there and make plays. You still did not go out there and make enough plays to win enough games to get the Chiefs to a Super Bowl to play for a championship. Go back to overtime of the New England Patriots and just watch yourself in that game, sir, and see how good you were in that defense. Don't blame the scheme. You know what losers do? Losers sit there and blame their boss. Losers sit there and blame the scheme. Losers sit there and say that I wasn't put in the right positions. Losers complain that we're predictable. You know what? You know who else is predictable? The New England Patriots were pretty damn predictable in overtime. They were going to Edelman and they were going to Gronk. And they still found a way to be predictable and have success. And so you can't sit there and say that everything was predictable and it's not your fault why this defense was bad. I am getting so tired of hearing from Steven Nelson. He's a guy that I don't...
Losers always whine about their best.
This is a guy that I am done hearing from right now. At the end of the day, you can say all of this stuff was against you, and it may be true, but the fact of the matter is you didn't go out there, you didn't make a play, you didn't stop Edelman, you didn't stop Gronk, you didn't stop the New England Patriots, you didn't play good enough, and so you need to shut your yapper!
So we'll stop bringing him up too, but it's just like every day. I feel like that, since the Chiefs don't want you talking to anybody.
Right, now he feels now he's got to go out and tell everybody everything.
He's like unlocked.
But not taking any responsibility on his own for anything that went on here.
He was really great, played himself into a really good contract, and the Chiefs, they didn't use him right.
Right. Oh, it's all the Chiefs' fault. It's Bob Sutton's fault. Yeah. The fans were getting on me. Yeah, because you stunk.
Yeah.
You were part of the 31st ranked defense in the NFL that couldn't stop a cold.
Everybody else's fault.
Yeah.
And it worked out for you.
Yeah.
More power to you. Maybe you beat the odds.
Maybe.
Pro Football Focus liked you enough, and the Steelers liked you enough.
Good for you. That's all you need.
And that's really all you need.
Right. You need one team.
Like, advice is don't worry about the other stuff.
Right.
Why you got to be a bag?
Right. Exactly. I mean, like this guy just needs to shut up, and you left, man. Don't continue to talk about us, and we won't continue to talk about you. In fact, I know more about you now because of what you've done on social media and what you've said since you left Kansas City than anything you did here while playing in Kansas City. Steven Nelson has made more of an impact blaming others than he did in any game in 4 years as a member of this Chiefs organization.
Breaking news.
All right, we're on to week number 10. As we break down the entire Chiefs schedule, game by game, Fesco has the Chiefs at 9-0. Not a shocker there. I have the Chiefs at 8-1. And Ryan has them at 6-3. 6-3 versus 9-0 Fesco.
But they have to lose some along the way.
10
right?
At the Tennessee Titans in a noon start on CBS.
Oh, win. 10-0.
A shocker.
I'm just wondering if Marcus Mariota is going to throw a touchdown pass to himself this time.
Didn't the Titans trade for, is it Tannehill? Ryan Tannehill on that
team?
How
would you trade for that guy?
I'm pretty sure that happened.
Isn't that guy just available?
They're not sure what they're doing.
So, no, the Chiefs win this game. They go down to Nashville, and they get a win.
I have this one as a loss.
Yes, Ryan Tannehill is their backup.
This one's a loss. This is Andy's boner.
Oh, I got you on that one.
This is Andy's boner. This
That's
is the one
fair.
We all think they're going to win. They're going to lose.
Oh, so let me get this straight.
This is Andy's boner.
Clayton picks a loss, and you're like, okay, I see that.
No, I get the Andy Boner one.
Yeah,
I mean, Andy's good
so
over
all
boner.
I had to say was boner, and you would have been like,
no,
okay, that's fine.
No, look, Andy, as we know, okay,
the one you're not expecting to happen is going to happen.
Let me finish here. As we know, Andy's good for one boner a year. And there's always that game that
Andy
happens.
Should. Andy should go to BlueChew.com.
He should, right?
Promo code should. Ryan.
And so we always know it's going to happen. There's always one out there where you go, yeah, you shouldn't have lost that game. Last year, I don't think he really had one of those, though. Did he?
Was I?
Did he? Did he have a boner last year? I don't think he really did.
Was I?
I think Mahomes saved Andy from his boner.
Are you saying that Andy Reid didn't have one single boner last year?
I don't think he did. I don't think he did. No, I think no. So I don't.
Tough
year. I think with Mahomes there, he can counteract Andy Reid. Yeah. So
this is the one, the unexpected loss. I'm going to take it at Tennessee.
All right. You take your loss, and I'll sit here at 10-0 and look down at you.
Ryan?
I have it as a win. Absolutely, it's going to be a win. I do think establishing the run in this game will be big. The Tennessee Titans, very good at running the ball with Derrick Henry and Deion Lewis. Deion Lewis still with them, right? Why am I asking you, Bob? You don't even know who's on anybody's team.
Don't care. The Chiefs are the only team that matters.
They're really good at running the ball. I think it's another one of those games where clock control comes at a premium, something that the Chiefs and, hey, you want to know what? Maybe that's Andy's boner because of the clock control. Either way, I think establishing the run will be key in this game, but I do have it as a win for the Chiefs in week 10.
I think Patrick Mahomes has the ability to take Andy's mistakes and make them nullified. I do. I think Patrick Mahomes is that good.
He negates Andy's boner?
Yeah, he does.
Oh. Okay.
Bob, he waited until the end of the year. His boner was the AFC championship.
No, it wasn't. You lost to Bill Belichick. You lost to the Patriots and Tom Brady, the best quarterback ever. That's a loss. That's not a boner. That's a loss.
Text line 69306. How many boners did you have last year?
You know, losing to the Tennessee Titans, that's a mistake by the coach. Those type of games, like they did a couple of years ago. Remember how cold it was and they lost that Titans game? Those type of things. Blowing a 28-point lead in the playoffs. Those are, you know, mistakes that the coach makes.
The
bottom of the Patriots.
Has the Chiefs 10-0. Ryan 7-3. Me 8-2. We'll continue to break down the schedule moving forward. John and KC, the latest to get registered for the Mother's Day prize pack. Your next chance to win coming up at 9:15 to get entered for that. The big story coming up, and Al loves the kid. Next.
Fesco in the morning.
Whole bunch of stuff to get to before 9 o'clock. Brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967. We'll hear from Al You can call him Al.
You can.
He likes the kid. We'll have a couple more.
I thought Chevy Chase was playing all those instruments, by the way.
I did too. I really thought he was the
damn, Chevy Chase is talented as hell.
We will look at a couple more of the matchup for the Chiefs, and Chuck keeps it real. But it's time for the big story.
Everyone, I'm sorry for the delay, but the big moment has finally come.
It's the big story.
This may be the biggest thing that's ever happened.
If it's what you're talking about, it's what we're talking about.
My God, are you still talking?
Brought to you by Spring Venture Group on Fesco in the Morning.
Most exciting game of the Royal season yesterday. Not because it was a 5-4 10-inning victory or a 4-3 10-inning victory. Because we had tension.
Yeah, we had a fuss.
We had a home run hit by Tim Anderson of the White Sox. He bat flipped. He may have brushed past our catcher on the way back to the dugout when he didn't need to. And what happened the next time up? Brad Keller launched one at his tush.
He was stellar.
Hit batsman in the sixth. Bench is clear. Chaos ensues. Rick Renteria is telling the Royals to get back in their dugout. Ned says, don't you dare.
Don't you talk to my team.
Those are my people.
Get him, Ned.
Brad Keller. Hey, man, I was just trying to, I didn't mean to hit him.
You know, just a ball got away from me. I'm not trying to put a guy on with in a 2-2 ball game, you know, in the sixth inning. So, especially off guys. So, yeah, I just kind of ran away from
him. You don't have any issues with Anderson?
No.
Are you surprised you were ejected?
You know, after the fuss, I didn't really know what to expect. You know, I just tried to, you know, focus on the next guy if I was still in there.
Anderson say anything to you there when that was hit?
I didn't hear anything from him. You know, everyone just kind of started running out, so I didn't really hear anything.
I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, these guys did a great job of playing dumb after the game. A
23-year-old using the word fuss, too, is really good.
Yeah,
he called it a fuss.
It was a fuss. So that's what we're going with. It's a fuss.
After all the fuss, I don't know. They ejected me, so be it.
Well, I mean, after this fuss that took place yesterday, I really don't know what happened. I got lost in the moment. He would have been more believable had he said, I'm not trying to put somebody on in a 2-2 game in the sixth inning. Have you seen our bullpen? Like, if he would have said that, I would have gone, okay, I believe you. You got some credibility with that.
Like, what?
Funny guy.
Like it mattered. I was about out of gas anyway. I wasn't finishing this game, so the chances of us winning were pretty slim anyway, so why not?
Well, why not pelt the
just
guy?
Just going to dot this dude.
Yeah.
See where it goes.
Toss the bat. I mean, it was so obvious. It was a 92-mile-an-hour fastball, as Ryan Lefevre said on TV, right in the wallet. And so everybody knows it was done on purpose. But when it really got good,
get him, Ned,
is when Edgar Renteria decided that he was going to tell the Royals to get back in their dugout. And Ned was having none of that. And Ned went out there, and he was ready to roll. And Joe West, out of breath from waddling in from third base, had to hold Renteria back. Ned would have kicked Renteria's ass yesterday.
What happened was Joe West was trying to get everybody back to the dugouts, right? So Joe said, to me, get your team back to the dugout. So I said, all right. So I turned around to get my team back, and Rick started screaming and yelling at my guys, right? I'm like, hey, get back in the dugout. I'm like, okay. I mean, he was pretty upset. He wanted them back in the dugout, and I'm like, you know, nobody's going to yell at my team, all right? Yeah. But we got no issues, but I'm not going to allow anybody to yell at my team. You know, just give me a second, and I'll get them back. But that was it. And, well, there's no, I mean, there was nothing really going on between us.
He wasn't yelling at you, right?
He was yelling at the team, get back in the dugout. Yeah, and I'm like, okay, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
I'll take care of my own team.
Okay. You okay with what Brad did in that inning, too?
What, a pitch got away from him?
That one, yeah.
So, I mean, that's as far as I know.
Get back in the dugout. Each team has their own get back guy. It's not your.
Right.
You aren't our get back guy.
Yeah. You tell us to get back, we're coming back after you, okay? That's how it's going to be.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think so, all right? Let me tell you something here. You worry about your bag of people over here, and I'll take care of my players.
As much as I think unwritten rules are super stupid. I mean, like, really stupid.
Were you not entertained?
There are entertaining facets to what occur, and usually it's the post-game stuff, right? Like, the conversations that happen post-game, because you've got Brad Keller who's essentially been like, oh, what are we talking about? Why would I do it intentionally?
Right.
You've got Ned, who is...
You okay with what Brad did in that inning, too?
What, a pitch got away from him?
That one, yeah.
So, I mean, that's as far as I know.
Ned out here just mop-bossing it up. Marty tripped, fell down some stairs. What are you going to do about it?
He got hurt. You know, what am I supposed to do? Then you got Hunter Dozier, who was not in the meeting.
The restaurant burned. What do you want?
I mean, it's excitement. That stuff's fun. I mean, it gets the game going, brings some excitement to baseball. I'm not going to say anything about what happened and stuff, but, it's not bad for a little excitement, that's all I'll say.
So clearly Hunter Dozier wasn't told what the party line was.
But he did talk about it. This from Jeffrey Flanagan at Flanny MLB on Twitter. Hunter Dozier on the Tim Anderson hit by pitch. Quote, Keller did the right thing. He aimed for the lower body. Hit him. It should just be like, okay, go to first and move on. It shouldn't have been as big of a situation as it was, in my opinion.
Right.
But I could be wrong. I don't know.
It turned into a fuss.
No, it just got away from him, Hunter. You are.
I love it. Ned's like, what do you mean? The pitch that got away from him? Why wouldn't I be okay with that? Pitch
you okay with what Brad did in that inning, too?
What, a pitch got away from him?
That one, yeah.
So, I mean, that's as far as I know.
You can complain all you want about baseball rules and whether who is right, who is wrong. To me, I don't care. This is one of 162, and I was enthralled.
Right.
In the car, was listening to it as the Steves were describing what was going on. I'm like, man, I can't wait to get home and watch this. Went home, DVR, got to that inning, watched it again. Then I'm like, okay, I hope they win the game. So I caught up. Let's see if they win the game. Okay, they won the game. Can't wait for postgame.
Right.
Otherwise, it's just a Wednesday game in the middle of April.
In a bad stadium with nobody in attendance.
There are 162 games. I'm not on the edge of my seat for every... That made it entertaining.
And it makes now the next game against the White Sox entertaining.
That is so much entertaining. And the next series against the White Sox will all be on guard.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome. It's fun. It's entertaining.
Right. And somewhere,
bottom line.
Somewhere along the lines, we have lost the fact that sports is entertainment. We have lost that in life because you had mentioned to me right before the segment started, Pete Prisco is mad at NFL teams for having fun with their schedule release videos yesterday. I thought the Chargers had a really nice schedule
A great day yesterday on social media.
Yeah, really good
schedule. They were terrific.
They were a lot of fun. The schedule release videos were cool. Somebody did it like Game of Thrones and things like that. Like, everybody had fun with their schedule release yesterday.
Chargers did every opponent as Pop-Tarts.
That's good, too. I like that. And
pretty good.
Pete Prisco's out here saying that, you know, it's old and it's not fun. And like, you know, wait a second, old man, Grandpa Prisco, who's blocked me on Twitter because you can't take heed from Kansas City. All of these people have lost it. Like you got involved in sports as a kid because it was fun. And then you grow up and become a curmudgeonly old man and you forget that sports is supposed to be about fun. What happened yesterday, that fuss that took place yesterday, that was fun. That was entertaining. Schedule release videos yesterday, they were fun. They were entertaining. I tried to watch as many different ones as I could yesterday because I got caught up in it. I thought it was great. For a lot of people out there, you got to put the fun back in sports, you know?
I'm not telling you what you enjoy. I'm saying for me personally, I wouldn't have paid attention to a midweek.
No.
Not much of a midweek game in Chicago on a getaway day.
No.
That made it exciting. I consumed way more baseball yesterday because of a little fuss.
Because of a fuss.
It is time to, we heard the breaking news sounder.
Correct.
It is time to continue to look at the Chiefs schedule game by game. We're on to week number 11. This is the big one down in Mexico City as the Chiefs will take on the Chargers in the Monday night game in Estadio Azteca.
Is Laura Moritz down there checking out the grass?
Checking out
Mexico.
The turf as we speak. Fesco still has the Chiefs unbeaten through 10 games at 10-0. I have them at 8-2. Ryan has them at 7-3.
You
Ryan
think Laura Moritz can dunk?
Fesco, the sun is always shining.
Yeah.
As always.
But the sun is not shining.
Let me get this straight.
Mexico.
I have one more loss at this point in the season, and I'm the hater. Okay.
That's right. Yeah. The sun is not shining in Mexico at this game. This is the first loss of the season. The Chiefs will fall to 10-1.
Wow.
Yeah.
You have them losing a game?
I do.
Was this in the news?
I'm shocked.
Yeah. I know you are, and you should be, but this is, you know, you've always liked Phillip Rivers, and I've always kind of poo-pooed Phillip Rivers. He showed me a lot last year with this team. I really like the Chargers. I think it's going to be the Chiefs and Chargers. Neck and neck all season long. I think the Chargers get this one down in Mexico.
Does anybody call it necking anymore?
No, people don't neck.
I have this one as a loss as well. I'm going to pin it on Elevation.
Elevation.
Yep. Elevation.
Elevation, the high sky.
Andy's going to be all like dizzy at 7,200 feet. Going to lose track of some timing issues. And
he'll need an orange on the sideline.
Play
plus, they have those
stuff.
Like fresh fruit smoothies they make.
Yeah, but
there,
be careful
little,
with those. You can get the diarrhea.
I mean, we had that game moved last year, wasted a bunch of time doing this. It just feels like now we got to go down there and lose, too. I mean, come on. I
believe Montezuma's Wrath is what they call that.
This is going to be a loss in the altitude.
Yep.
Wow. Well, I guess here comes Mr. Hater to brighten the day, because I got it as a win.
Hello.
Oh, wow.
I think there's only one big challenge in this game, and that's not getting diarrhea from Mexican water. Outside of that, let's go handle some business and avenge a late-season loss to the Chargers.
Dwayne Bowe would have drank the water down there and had diarrhea. Like, he's the one guy that you could point to. Like, name a chief that would drink the water and get diarrhea. Dwayne Bowe immediately comes to mind.
D Ford's
on the list. Yeah.
Like, they'd be reminding him several times to not do it.
Right.
And then he'd like be drinking a glass of water, like, oh.
Was that?
Steven Nelson then would blame somebody else for the fact that he drank water.
He had diarrhea.
Sick.
Bob Sutton made me drink
Bob Sutton put me in a bad position to where I had to drink the water.
So Fesco, a surprise now, 10-1. He has him with a loss. Both Ryan and I have the Chiefs at 8-3 through 11 games.
Are we still doing the bus trip to Mexico? I got a lot of people yesterday like, I want
absolutely.
In on the bus
trip. This game is in Mexico, and we put it out there yesterday. If you guys thought it would be a good idea, we're going to run this up the flagpole. Whether or not you guys would be interested in taking a bus trip with us to Mexico to watch this game.
Right, well, booze on the bus, some new vodka.
We're working on some details. I think the overwhelming majority said yes.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people were a little bit nervous about the time spent doing this,
right.
but I think we can have this handled.
Yeah,
and
no
make
pain,
it a,
no gain.
Make
know?
It a really
you
fun.
Mexico!
Fun trip, so I think we need to continue to prepare for this. So hopefully you guys want to go to Mexico on a bus with us
right.
to see this game.
Quick to the text line, 69306 on the Protein House Eat with a Purpose text line. Yes or no, you want to take a bus trip to Mexico with us to watch the Chiefs? 69306, just a quick yes or no. We're doing a quick straw poll on this.
I think this is something we can make happen if you guys are interested in doing it. So that game, again, on week 11 at the Chargers, this is Chargers' home game that was moved to Mexico City.
Mm-hmm.
Monday, November 18th, the Monday night game.
Who's going to have the aux cord? That's all I really want.
Do you want to take a bus with us to Mexico to watch this game?
If Bob gets the aux cord, I'm not.
69306.
I want to know, once the new stadium in L.A. opens, who's going to be the home team for all these international games?
In Mexico?
No, anywhere.
Oh, like, anywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because they've been using the Raiders and the Rams and the Chargers.
The Jaguars will still volunteer.
The Jags?
I'm sure they will.
I'm sure they will. Yeah. Tampa Bay starting to volunteer a lot now, too.
Come on out tonight. We'll be at Big Whiskey's in Lee's Summit, 470 and 350 Highway. We'll be out there for their happy hour today, 4 to 6, just hanging out. No show or anything. We're just going to be hanging out. Come chat, hang out.
Mm-hmm.
$5 apps. They have 150 different whiskeys that you could try out.
That's right.
Different beers on tap.
Come get an autograph from Bob Fesco. Tweet about it to Billy Coons and make him jealous.
Oh, now you're talking.
I don't know why.
Does Billy have an autograph from you?
No.
I don't know why you're poking the
why
bear
would you
here.
Want one?
But,
he says it's priceless.
We'll be out to Big Whiskeys and Lee's Summit. Come say hi. Come hang out 4 to 6 for their happy hour today. Al Michaels is really high on Patrick Mahomes. He's a big fan of Patrick Mahomes. Puts him in the same conversation as Steph Curry.
Speaking of Mahomes, I mean, we have him three times. And he's so special. I was talking to somebody the other night, and I said, you know, I can think of there are two athletes right now in professional sports you cannot take your eyes off of. When they're on the field or on the court, you can't stop watching them. One is Steph Curry, and the other is Patrick Mahomes. I mean, to me, they're like magnetic.
Magnetic.
Wow.
Al Michaels appearing on NFL Network during the schedule release last night, saying, "Hey, I mean, we're at my game, so we're happy to have Patrick Mahomes."
Yeah, they like it.
Can't take my eyes off him.
And put him in that same conversation with
just
Steph Curry.
Too good to be true.
Really, like puts it into perspective, because Steph Curry is one of those guys, and we never think that we have one of those guys in our town. You know, Josh, because we haven't ever had one of those guys in our town before. But now we do. We've got the guy in the NFL that everybody wants to see, including, you know, the broadcasters. And Al Michaels, obviously, being on that Sunday night game and Monday night football and all the years that he has been the number one NFL broadcaster, he's seen every superstar over the years. And here he is talking about our guy. I think that's pretty cool to hear, obviously, the voice of the National Football League, if you will, Al Michaels, sit there and say, we can't take our eyes off him. We got him three times. We want to see more Mahomes. Him and Steph Curry are the two athletes today that you can't take your eyes off of. And that's pretty high praise coming from Al Michaels, a guy who's seen everybody and anybody play multiple times. And he wants our guy to be on Sunday Night Football as much as possible so he can see him play. I think that's pretty cool to hear it from the king, Al Michaels.
The king?
The king.
I don't know. I heard his voice though on a phone. I can't picture why. Listen to Al Michaels here.
Speaking of Mahomes, yes. I mean, we have him three times. And he is...
Whenever I hear Al Michaels on a phone, though, I don't know. It just brings back memories.
Of what?
I see OJ.
No. That was Al Michaels?
That wasn't. But
I was just a guy on the phone.
When Al called in during that phone call,
gotcha,
afterwards with Peter Jennings and let him know
just
that
ask everybody to be quiet
being pranked.
We have on the phone with us as well Robert Higgins,
who
lives in the neighborhood and is on the ground and can see inside the van. Mr. Higgins.
Yes, how are you?
Just about as tense as you are, sir.
Oh, my Lord, this is quite the tensest.
What can you see?
Oh, what I'm looking at right now is I'm looking at the van, and I see OJ kind of slouching down, looking very, very upset. Now, looking here, he look very upset. I don't know what he going to be doing.
Can you see him doing anything specific? Is he merely sitting there?
He is just sitting around, you know, just looking like he'd be very nervous.
Can you hear anything, Mr. Higgins?
It's just too much commotion. I be in the back of a news van, so I can't really hear that good, but I can see it all. And I see OJ. I see OJ, man, and he looks scared. And I would be scared because there's cops all deep in this.
Thank you, Mr. Higgins.
And baba booey to y'all.
So that was Al Michaels pranking
Peter
Jennings?
No, then Al Michaels at the end of that. I don't know. We had the cutoff version. Then called in. And, you know, he's on the phone. He's like, just want to let you know that call wasn't real.
Oh.
It was, you know.
So Al Michaels pranked Peter Jennings and then called in and took the blame for
Absolutely,
it?
Absolutely, yes.
Gotcha. Called himself out?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Why would Al Michaels prank Peter Jennings? He's dead.
He wasn't dead at the time.
Oh.
That was not part of the prank.
It's a good joke.
Breaking news.
We're on to week 13. Because why? Week 12 is a bye week.
That's right.
So the Chiefs have the bye after the game in Mexico City.
Sure, Ryan has them losing.
So the 24th of November is the bye week for the Chiefs. So next up will be December. The Chiefs are home three of the five games in December, starting with the Raiders on Sunday, December 1st. In a noon start at Arrowhead.
The Raiders are going to have to travel, and that's like taking your kids on a vacation where the hotel has a pool and the free breakfast bar, and they go hog wild and they go crazy. The Raiders aren't mature enough to travel to Kansas City. The Chiefs will win this game. They will bounce back. Antonio Brown will be a handful, but at the end of the day, the Chiefs beat the Raiders.
Antonio Brown be a handful in week 13?
He may be checked out by then, wanting to be traded.
He may be a dysfunctional mess
by
then.
That's true. That's good.
So more than a handful is a waste from what I've heard.
Could be the case. After back-to-back losses, I have the Chiefs picking up a victory over the Raiders, and it's Andy's coming off the bye. Why would I go anywhere else? Andy off the bye week.
And who's coaching the Raiders in week 13, do you think? Art Shell?
It's still going to be John Gruden.
He's making like he's got another $85 million to work off.
Tom Flores will be there.
Hell, I've given you enough to yell at me about all day long. Why not give you another one? I think the Chiefs lose this game.
Another home loss?
Another home loss. Jeez. This to the Raiders. I think they're sleeping on a rival who will likely have nothing to play for at that point other than some respect and to play spoiler.
And every time they have a chance to do that, they fail miserably.
Well, you want to know what? It's there's a new sheriff in town.
Who?
Well, it's the same sheriff as last year, only he now has his guys.
Come on. The Raiders are a colossal joke.
So's your face. I think they lose to the Raiders in week 13.
That's all you got? So's your face?
Bob enjoyed it.
How many home losses do you have now?
That is
of your 8-4.
This 3.
12. Three of the four at home.
No, wow. I think all of them are at home.
Why do you doubt Kansas City fans? Because picking the Chiefs to lose at home means you
I
hate
see
the fans.
What you're trying to do here. I see what you're trying to do.
I'm not trying to do anything.
You're trying to turn the people against me, and you're trying to paint me as a negative Nancy.
Have you not been negative all morning long with this team?
Is there any, like, negative male names I can throw out there? Debbie Downer and negative Nancy. Where are we at?
Negative Neldon.
Nobody goes by Neldon.
Absolutely. Aunt Marie's husband was Uncle Neldon. She used to make eggplant every year for the family picnics that we used to go to, and her husband was Neldon.
What is going on in your life?
You don't want to know. You should probably just do a podcast with my mother to get to the bottom of everything.
Sounds like a really good idea, actually.
Why do you remember every single name?
Well, because when you're forced to eat eggplant every year of your childhood and you remember Aunt Marie made it and she was married to Uncle Neldon and their kid was Hank, Uncle Hank.
Is that Ning Ning Neldon?
No, that was Ning Ning Nelson.
No.
I saw a picture of that kid.
No, you didn't, because I can't find Ning
Negative
Ning
Nelson.
Nelson
and Doubtful Dave. That's good.
Doubtful
that's good.
Dave.
I don't want to be a Doubtful Dave here, but.
No, you don't.
There we go. Negative Ned.
We can always count on Charles Barkley to keep it real. And I'm not sure his NBA bosses, whoever that may be, are all that pleased with him because he's saying it like it is. He's ripping NBA TV.
Yeah, during the playoffs. And he's right about that. I got a buddy of mine. My buddy Dan's a huge Milwaukee Bucks fan, grew up in Milwaukee. And he's like begging people for passwords to TVs yesterday because they put the Milwaukee
playoff
Bucks
game
on NBA TV. And that's something that I don't understand. I mean, again, you're trying to show your product, your best team in the East, your best player right now that everybody's enamored with in the East, in the Greek Freak, and you want that guy and that team to be as easily accessible as possible right now, and you stick that game on NBA TV. I think it goes more to say about the Detroit Pistons, who they're playing in this series, than it does about the Bucks. But still, you cannot have your prime player on NBA TV in the postseason when you're getting more and more people watching your sport than ever watched it before.
Pistons Bucks on NBA TV, and Charles says if you're there, I guess you suck.
I'm going to tell you something.
Pacers Celtics
Jazz
coming
Rockets.
Up.
Jazz
hold on.
Rockets. Jazz
yeah,
Rockets.
Hell of a game.
Yeah,
the Bucks on NBA TV? They just told it. Actually, Shaq, it's really the Pistons on NBA TV.
You're right.
Pistons and Bucks.
What's wrong with NBA TV?
That's an hour.
That's
nothing.
When we put the games we don't care about. I didn't know.
From now.
That's part of the memo.
Hey, name me how many times LeBron's played on NBA TV.
Oh, he played on a lot.
He's never been on NBA TV.
Plays only.
No.
Oh, yeah.
That's not the same.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Not during the playoffs.
That's not the same.
Yeah, not during
LeBron's
the playoffs.
LeBron's not playing on NBA TV right now.
Hey, the Celtics.
I tell you what.
What?
That's what we should put him on NBA TV if he comes. And LeBron, the word is if you come,
you
Charles
come,
is
LeBron,
trying to put you
I
on
need
NBA
a, I need
TV.
A favor, LeBron. Yeah. I want to interview you on TNT and NBA TV.
No,
how about that?
NBA TV, that's where we put the games we don't care about.
When keeping it real goes wrong.
And poor Jazz like, oh man, I gotta dig us out of this.
No, you don't.
Trying to be the straight man, like, no, that's not Chuck. Just let him go.
When he's in a mode like that, you let him go. Yeah. That's what makes it entertaining, and that's why Ernie's so good.
Put the games we don't care about.
He's right. I mean, if you're putting a game on NBA TV,
how many times LeBron played on NBA TV?
It's like the hockey. Where are the playoff games? CNBC has got a game. The Cooking Channel has a game.
Those are hard to find.
And they're putting a game on Discovery 2.
I don't feel like a lot of the good tourney games are on True. They don't typically land those on True TV.
I don't think there's really much rhyme or reason to that. To be honest. Like later in the tournament, they move off to True TV.
Well, they only have the first and second week? No, even the first weekend.
First weekend is on. Yeah, first 4 days are on True TV, and then they move
They're
away
not
from True
good
TV.
Games on True.
No, the only round.
News.
All right, here we are.
Billy just buttoned in.
Week 14, the rematch of the AFC Championship game, Sunday, December 8th, at New England. Currently set for a 3:25 start.
Mm-hmm.
Could be flexed.
Could be. We'll see. Probably will be.
We'll see.
Patrick Mahomes has never won against or in New England, so I am going to say New England wins this game.
Wow. I have it as a loss as well, because by that point of the season, Brady and Edelman would be pulling this we ain't done crap again.
Yeah.
nobody's believing us. We're not done just yet. They're going to be pulling that garbage again, and they're going to beat the Chiefs in Foxborough in Week 14.
Hmm.
I, too, have this as a loss, but this was one of the ones that I probably questioned the most.
Do you have the Chiefs losses. Winning any games this
I do.
Year?
I have them winning 10 of them, Bob. Settle down.
You're the worst.
The New England home field advantage is a very real thing. 100% a very real thing. Not like this whole Arrowhead magic stuff. New England magic
clearly,
is
by the
true.
Way, you're picking games, yes, where Arrowhead has zero magic.
New England has some real magic, and I don't know what it is.
They cheat.
Well, Belichick and Brady are wizards, mm-hmm. and they may or may not.
Orchids of Asia dust. Yeah. They sprinkle over that place.
Little orchids of Asia dust to put you in a relaxing mood.
I hope I'm wrong about this, because I do feel like if there is anybody that will buck the trend, and this probably gets flexed, right? Like, this probably gets flexed into
I don't
a primetime
know.
You know, CBS, the network can protect certain games. I would imagine CBS is protecting this SOB.
CBS has this as their lead into a 60 Minutes.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, This is the 325 game?
Yeah. I would
okay,
imagine.
Okay, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, sorry. I think CBS protects this game. I think they've already told the NFL and the league
offices.
This is
offices, the one they want,
We're protecting this game. That's a Week 14. We're protecting it.
I do feel like if you were ever going to have, like, a true passing of the torch moment, because, you know, you lost to New England twice last year. I don't know if I had to refresh your memory about
sure.
that. But even after that loss in New England, we said, man, that
they
really,
lost that game in New England
they
last
did.
Year?
Wow, we said, wow, it really felt still like a torch passing moment.
Yeah.
I think you finally may get that from Patrick Mahomes. So if there's anybody that's going to knock off the GOAT in New England, it'll be Patty Cake.
Well, we'll see. He's got to do it before you can pick him to go up there and do it. So until the GOAT gets knocked off, you can't be picking against the GOAT and Orchids of Asia.
That's right.
I have no desire to see Robert Kraft's sex tape.
I have 100% desire to see it, and I will watch it multiple
it's
times.
Gonna be,
it's my job.
It's going to be. It's not your job. It's going to be an old man laying flat on his back, getting a handy from a 45-year-old.
How many other NFL organizations are going to be showing that?
If that is a you porn thumbnail, I am not clicking it.
How many?
You know damn good and well you're not.
How many organizations in the NFL, like you tell me right now, Andy Reid's not calling all the coaches and going, hey, look at this. Everybody's going to be
I mean, I might
it.
Take a still frame T-shirt, like a shot from it, like him laying on his back. I might take a picture of
I that. Want a catchphrase to come from it.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
Yahtzee!
Yes, something.
Remember the old Alabama coach? Oh, it's rolling.
Yeah, it's rolling now, I think, or something like that. I want there to be...
The Patriot way! The Patriot way!
A Kraft catchphrase that emerges from this tape. That's all I'm really looking for.
Someone asking if we've ever checked out Impractical Jokers on True TV.
What if they show the tape and
I can't get into that.
What if you see the tape and all you can hear in the background is Tommy?
That's right. That's fine. That's what. That's
like cheering him on.
He just goes, no, oh,
he thinks of Tommy. Wow.
Oh, Tommy. Oh, Tommy.
I said that's all. That's the only part of the. I want the audio. And there to be a catchphrase that comes from it. That's it.
Charlie Weiss!
That's it. That's all I'm.
Romeo Crennel! Romeo! Wherefore out there, Romeo!
This half
Go
hour.
Go to break! Good Lord!
Brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound. They're so proud today. Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967. Ned goes all mob boss yesterday, and it's awesome. Next.
In the morning. It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.